Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United States Department of Justice has filed a statement of interest in a Kentucky federal court to defend a photographer's claim that a Louisville Jefferson County Metro government law that requires the photographer to photograph same-sex weddings is a violation of her religious beliefs and is therefore unconstitutional. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Matt, this is a breath of fresh air where you see the DOJ coming to the defense of religious freedom. This administration under President Trump has been the most pro-religious liberty administration in American history without any question. And it is a big change from what we had under the Obama years for 8 years, where the Department of Justice and the Obama administration were anti-religious freedom and were very much pushing the abortion mandates onto religious and Christian organizations. Here, the DOJ decided to file what they call a statement of interest. What does that mean? That means that they're not the ones litigating the case, but they may ultimately intervene in the case. It's a case that's ongoing in Kentucky of a photographer that has ultimately come into conflict with this law in Louisville, Kentucky, Jefferson County, Kentucky, that says that you can't discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity in the area of public accommodations. Now, that would include somebody who's a wedding photographer that goes out and photographs weddings. And they want to photograph weddings for opposite-sex couples, but they then claim they cannot use their artistic talents and photograph a wedding that is infused with meaning and provide meaning and artistic talent to it when it involves two couples of the same sex. And so that's the issue before the court right now in Kentucky.
Yeah, Chelsea Nelson, the photographer, brought suit against the Louisville Jefferson County Metro government in 2019, pointing out that the law, not just claiming, I mean, the law does, it requires her to photograph these so-called same-sex weddings against her conscience. And this is, you'll recall, the years leading up to the Obergefell decision, we were warning that this was going to happen, that they would be using this to discriminate against Christians. And so the Obama administration did an about-face and marched away from the U.S. Constitution. The Trump administration has turned back around and re-embraced the U.S. Constitution and is intervening to a degree here to help re-establish and reaffirm the constitutional rights of not just Christians, but all believers of different faiths.
You know, and speaking of Kentucky, I think of our client, Kim Davis, who would not sign the same-sex marriage license because it violated her religious belief regarding marriage. And Kim said, you know, it's not a matter of if when you'll be called to stand for your faith, but when. And here's an example. Chelsea, the photographer, we think of the cake baker in Colorado, we think of the florist, and all these cases continually come up that we are forced to stand for our religious beliefs.
And fortunately, after the case of Kim Davis, in fact, by the way, it's still ongoing because they're trying to get attorney's fees from her. And so we're still defending the case, amazingly, after it began in 2015. And here we are in 2020, 5 years later. We actually won the underlying merits because what happened is, as a result of Kim Davis, Governor Matt Bevin got elected. He gave an executive order accommodating her religious beliefs. And then the legislature unanimously, Democrats, Republicans, got together and they passed a religious freedom law that provides exemptions to these clerks. The clerks in Kentucky, the clerks that deal with these records, they can be opted out, or they can opt out of issuing hunting licenses if they have an objection to hunting. But they weren't able to be opted out of this area of same-sex licensing until Kim Davis. And obviously it happened during Kim Davis's time. And then as a result, there's a law that gives them that religious freedom accommodation. But there is no such accommodation in these other areas outside. So this law has this standard sexual orientation, gender identity, in employment, etc., but also in places of public accommodation. And so they interpret places of public accommodation where you may have a studio where you have these photography sessions, or you go out and you actually do a public service to people on site. You may not have a studio where you're bringing them, but you're going on site to do the wedding photography. And this particular person, as you mentioned, Matt, Chelsea Nelson, said, "I can't use my artistic talents to promote a same-sex wedding." Now, she would photograph anybody for birthday parties or whatever else that may be LGBT. But to do a wedding is completely different, because the wedding itself is an event. And the event requires that you put your artistic talent into it, and you're celebrating that event, and that event has meaning. And that makes it so much different. It's like
it requires a tacit endorsement
of
the meaning behind, and the meaning behind this same-sex ceremony is anathema to Scripture and to her Christian faith and to the clear language of the Bible.
Right. And so turn the table. Are you going to force a Muslim to photograph a Christian wedding? Are you going to, you know, there's all these other examples, but why is it the Christians are targeted here?
Yeah, they're only the Christians are being targeted for this. You wouldn't force someone to photograph a hate speech rally or a KKK annual celebration or anniversary if they opted out and said, I can't do that. That goes against my conscience, religious beliefs, and it would be right for them to be able to opt out. But here, they're being forced, and that is the clash that ultimately has been set up between religious freedom and LGBT. The Department of Justice says that requiring a photographer to express support for a wedding that her faith opposes violates the Constitution, and they say that Nelson will likely succeed on her free speech claim. Under the free speech clause, the government cannot, the government says, require people to engage in speech that promotes or supports another person's expressive event, and that's a key word, in weddings. The brief explains that these expressive events are protected under the Supreme Court's free speech cases for someone to opt out of. They can't be forced. In other words, the government cannot force you to carry a message. And in fact, we had a case recently that we won at the U.S. Supreme Court out of California. And the Supreme Court said the government of California cannot force the crisis pregnancy centers to carry a message of supporting abortion.
Totally against their mission.
Yeah, so against their mission. And yeah. think about it. It's like indentured servitude. To compel someone to offer labor, or in this case, artistic labor, artistic expression, against their will. I mean, that is not constitutional. That's not the American way. And we have always said that the ultimate goal behind novel idea of same-sex marriage, once you get the government on board and they adopt the demands of the radical LGBT lobby as policy, that puts them at enmity with Christians, with the free exercise of religion, and it puts the government on the wrong side of the U.S. Constitution.
Right, and there's nothing hateful about it, but as Christians, our mission is to please God more than people.
Well, one of the assistant attorneys generals for the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice said in a statement, "The First Amendment forbids the government from forcing someone to speak in a manner that violates individual conscience." It goes on to say the U.S. Department of Justice will continue to protect the right of all persons to exercise their constitutional right to speech and expression, which is good news. If you go back to the election of 2016 and 2017, when Donald Trump became inaugurated, he issued a directive for all these agencies, including the DOJ, to protect religious freedom. So 2018, the DOJ announced a new religious liberty task force to ensure compliance with a 2017 religious liberty memorandum and to facilitate interagency coordination regarding religious liberty policy and litigation for the purpose of protecting and promoting religious freedom. This administration has been on the forefront. I'm saying without reservation, the most pro-religious liberty administration in history, both domestically and abroad, all over the world. This is a good change, and continue to pray for this case in Kentucky with the wedding photographer, Chelsea Nelson, and for many of our other cases that we are involved in to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information, sign up for our emails and our newsletters, and go to our resources page, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.